Omari Booker is known as an artist who isn't afraid to face uncomfortable truths. His path to success in art has been marked by profound challenges and personal triumphs. Through it all, his work has served as a powerful guide for navigating the dark and the light of his journey. In the process, he elevates stories and experiences that many of us look away from, whether it's mental health, addiction, homelessness, or the criminal justice system. Omari's work challenges us to take a deeper look at the world around us. Omari Booker is the next guest on the A-List with Allison Leibovitz from our public media partner, WTCI-PBS, Thursday at 8:30 p.m. and available online on the PBS app.
So how do you reconcile what may be a tension for you as an artist, as a working artist, as an artist who makes a living off of his artwork, mm-hmm. with the fact that you know, this dichotomy, right? You create things that we, as a human society, turn away from, mm-hmm. but we want to hang these on our walls, right? Mm-hmm. Or you're doing things as something that you feel a personal responsibility and obligation to, but then how do you market it? Mm-hmm. What takes priority?
I think the making always takes priority. It's like that's sort of the first step, is being true to what you make. And then I think for me, the marketing is sharing it with people. And I think when stories really connect, people want to support that story. It's not even about the individual as much as like, they believe in the thing that's being made. And then I think people tend to support that. And also just faith, like faith that if I make the things that are authentically, that I feel like authentically need to be made, if I put that into the world, then I'm not going to be left without what I need. And there's a lot of grace in living. I've lived a whole life where I've had everything I needed. I mean, that through whether it was prison or school or, you know, being a drug user, being a drug dealer, like not one of those days did I not have the stuff that I needed. So why would that change? You know, because I'm painting. So yeah, I think a lot of it is just faith. Yeah, faith that if I do what I'm here to do, I'm going to be taken care of. Yeah.
Catch Omari Booker on the A-List with Allison Leibovitz Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. on WTCI-PBS and available online on the PBS app.